choose your stance right now. You got to be everything y'all need you to be right now in this hour. I'm telling you, Israel, y'all has called you. This is a chosen generation, a holy nation. Do you know how close we are to going into the gates? Do you realize that everything Yahshua spoke is coming to pass? What is your stance then? What is your stance?
Right, so I'm going to read something to you about the passive whole man. Because when your mind is passive, then the whole man has the potential of becoming passive. All right. So the passive man possesses dormant affections. Dormant, that means you got dormant faculty of mind and body. Y'all hear this?
Yes, sir.
This is on page 64. Dormant bodily needs, severity to the body, indulgence of flesh, stoical feelings, sensuous domination, physical domination. Physical and spiritual experiences, senses fed on thrills. You see this?
Wow. Yep.
See, that's what people see. People are so used to being thrilled. And so you know, so now you can't really relate to the spirit of the Most High. You can't relate to what, because this ain't about being thrilled.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
See, your heart, it's always come down to. Just like me right now, I can see the whole condition of the world is falling. So I can understand that y'all made all of this. And then when I ask about what I used to ask about, well, why are you making a whole new heaven and a whole new earth when you just going to get everybody off? See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then you start to see, y'all don't want nothing that is defiled.
That's right.
And if you take that all back to the commandments, to the Torah,
come on, Shep.
He didn't give a damn it was an animal. He said, I don't want nothing with a blemish. Don't have a spot or a blemish.
Come on.
That's it.
Pure y'all. Yes.
Then he turns around and says he's coming back for a church without a spot or a blemish.
Yes, sir.
See what I mean?
Yes.
So then, look what we're talking about right now. It's like we got all of these things that are present among us and in the midst of us, but some kind of way we're not getting clean. Listen. We about to talk today. We about to talk because it's really a shame.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When I look at the house of the Most High. The house of the Holy One.
Yes, sir.
You're in the house of the Holy One, yet look at the things we be having laying dormant in us.
Come on.
Right? Senses of being fed on thrills, glow, fire, sense realm, walk after flesh, aroused sense of life, aroused, acute sensation of body consciousness. Dull senses of Yah, loss of Yah's presence, crutches, veiled in ignorance of Yah, natural idiosyncrasies. Idiosyncrasies mean that either you are still of the old self, old habits, or you have weird habits about yourself. You're weird natured. That's why we're trying to tell some people, you got these idiosyncrasies where it's like, it's really annoying. Because the stuff you're doing, it don't make sense why you do what you do.
Right. Yeah.
But you want somebody to, it's me. It's no, you in the community, bro. You can't do that.
That's right.
Yeah. It's not allowed. You're not allowed to be that damn ignorant.
Yeah.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
But people want you to be okay with this how I am. I'm weird as shit. Just put up with it. Infirmities, overstressed, nervous mind, timid mind, no gift of speech, no power to think, incapable for Yah's service, apathy, passive state, arrest, peace, love, joy, fruit of the spirit, passive holiness. And this stuff, some of these things is in parentheses. Passive holiness, misconception of self, effacement, counterfeit suffering. See this?
Yes, sir.
Counterfeit.
Yep.
Then woe is me. Mm-hmm. See, woe is me is counterfeit suffering.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Attention drawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of clamming out the situation with the Ruach.
That's it. Come on.
And the provision and the love of Yah.
Right.
Yes.
Counterfeit suffer. Mm-hmm. Look at this. Right here. This is the big one, Kevin. Weak willed. Mm-hmm. See that?
Yes, sir.
You don't have no power to accomplish. Mm-hmm. You weak willed. Soon as you build up five popsicle sticks and Azar come knock it down, you frustrate. Life is over. Meaning that as soon as you get started in life, the enemy knows that as soon as I tip a leg out, it's going to keep you in a perpetual state of failed mind state.
Yes, sir.
See, some of us had it.
Yes, sir.
You ain't going to say it, but secretly you failed so much in life within yourself that it's a part of who you are, creating that passive whole man. Mm. Because your mind is already in agreement, so no matter what you do,
right.
It's going to show back up. Look at this. Spasmodic spirit. Look it up. Spasmodic. S-P-A-S-S-P-A-S-S-P-A-S-M-O-D-I-C. Found it, John?
Yes, sir.
What does it say?
Occurring or done in brief, irregular burst.
See that? I got one more. Well, I say people spaz out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what I already say, you know, you like people just spaz out. That's why I watch people. I see people spaz, I just watch them. Why you spazzing out? See, all of these things I read is a part of the whole man being passive, because you know you got these things. You know you're in these states.
Yes, sir.
This is a state of being, so there's no holiness in there because passivity has allowed you. Now you're not going to protect yourself from no enemy coming in.
Right.
It's room for all kinds of stuff. The doorway is open because the whole man is passive there, just ready to receive whatever. That's the beginning of letting the door down.
Yes, sir.
But this is what we're in jeopardy of. Yeah. Do y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
We're in jeopardy of our soul salvation because we're leaving a foothold.
Mm.
Yes, sir. Very true.
I guess I'm talking.
Very true.
I'm talking about beans and rice. Yes.
Come on.
Somebody else go ahead and take over then.
Go ahead,
listen.
Well, damn it, I want to hear something.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
All right, so here's two things concerning self-examination and conviction. And it gives us the example of passive mind versus active mind. This is why I want you to pay attention to, because this is where this stuff that I just talked about makes sense. They lumped a bunch of things together. Like apathy. Apathy is a passive state, an arrest state, opposite of the fruits of the spirit. Of peace, love, joy. Fruit of the spirit. So you're not going to be able to produce those.
Right.
You can't produce love, because like, watch this, love, right? Love. Remember I said love?
Yes, sir.
Well, people are like, how you can't produce love in passivity? You see somebody, leave the door unlocked, Kevin. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, come on.
And you look right at him. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes, sir.
And I'll just say it next time.
Passive.
We've been getting into it, so I don't really want to say it to him. But love is not sometime, but what?
Every time.
See what I mean?
Say something every time.
Say something every time. Yes, sir. So I'm trying to get y'all, listen, this is what, see, I gave y'all this stuff. Yep. Excellence in community, because I know it's going to come up. See, it's a spirit that keep you from being it. It's a spirit in you.
Ooh, come on.
Yes, sir. It's a spirit in you. You just sitting back. And that's what it does. I'm going to show y'all. Watch. So I got to read all this stuff at first. So now we're moving on to the mind state, back to the mind, because the body has been affected by the mind.
True.
Yes, it has. With all of this stuff. Where passivity just, it just allows all kind of things to just have its way in your body.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right. So on self-examination, active mind will examine itself by the Bible. Mm-hmm. Will not despair or become crushed. See that?
Right.
See, when you got an active mind, you know you can't afford to become crushed.
Yeah.
You can't receive getting crushed.
That's right.
See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We'll rapidly exercise true repentance and faith in Yah's promise of forgiveness,
yes,
which brings joy. See, yes, see the whole thing, having an active mind, when passivity of the mind tries to come and force you in that state or deceive you into that state, is you got to make it back to the joy of Yah.
Yes, sir.
That's why I keep saying, why I always jump to that.
Yes.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
You said, you rapidly exercise true repentance. See, that's what I mean. See, true repentance. And that's one of the things I was reading on. See, we're gonna see this again. See, there's a repentance. When you are passive, you repent.
Right.
But you're going to find something out about the repentance you make in that state versus, ooh, in the state of when your mind is actively having power over passivity in these spirits.
Yes.
I look at each and every one of y'all. I look at y'all. I'm like, you know, I look at where we end up at. I see when we get weak in the flesh. I see when, you know, we got things working in our mind because we're being talked to. We're being communicated with.
Yes, sir.
In this realm. That's why, see, what you're waiting on is when there is no temptation. Satan locked away and there's no temptation. Guess what? That means there's no voices talking to tempt you.
That's right.
You'll see the difference. That's going to be the difference.
Yeah.
But y'all want to give that to us right now.
Yeah. Ooh, come on. Come on.
But man, you got so much stuff working in you that we can't make it there because
wow,
the You why? I'm gonna show it to you. You would be able to get there, but you don't even know. If you've been set free of some of the things that you want to be set free or not, because of your state of mind.
Right. That's powerful.
All right. Self-examination. Self-examination as it pertains to passive mind. Watch these words. Will let. What does that mean?
Allow.
Will let evil spirits lead it into self-accusation.
Mm, no,
sir. See that?
Yes, sir.
See what I'm saying? It's like, I will never. Then pass. Then elder just said it.
Yes, sir. Yep. Defeat the monster.
I'm just. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When it's simple, just to kill that speech, kill it.
Come on.
Kill it.
That's it. That's it.
Stomp it out.
That's
yes.
It. Yes, sir.
Y'all want me to stop?
Nuh-uh.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Pastor.
Maybe I need to stop. I mean, it seems like it's getting sad. Like, damn, he talking about me. I am.
Yes, praise Yah.
I am.
Hallelujah.
Because I want us to be set free.
Hallelujah. That's it. Praise Yah.
We wonder why we keep falling back.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Look at this. We will let evil spirits lead it into self-accusation. The passive mind takes on recriminations and despair, and it becomes crushed. It becomes despondent and depressed.
Mm.
See, when you see people depressed, that means you have a devil.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Uh-oh.
Yes, sir.
The other one said, you rush to repentance so that the joy of y'all can come.
That's right.
Immediately. See, to us, we like staying in that depressed state.
Come on.
Sitting up in that counterfeit suffering.
Come on.
War is me. God. How did I get this lazy? How did I get this? Right?
Right.
Yeah, sir.
And I just quit fighting, right, Josh?
Right.
How I quit fighting?
Allow passivity to intervene.
See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So it's the spirit resting on you. You're like, how long? Watch this. Y'all turn this camera. I'm going to ask the people on the camera first. Y'all turn the camera on. I know some of y'all got some shit on that we don't need to see. We ain't sitting there sabbing. And y'all, I know how y'all do. Now, I got business on the top and business on the bottom today, so you can't talk about me. All right. There go Mother Stephanie. Let me ask you a question, Mother. Because I'm asking all my family online. Y'all listen to me. I need to see y'all. So you can't hide. Let me see you. Put the camera right on your damn face. I want to look right at your eyes. I want to see you. I want to see how you move when I ask a question. I want to see if a spirit jump. Because you don't. Sometimes y'all don't realize it. A spirit be having you. You make certain moves when certain things get said. You don't realize that, but it be that spirit in you that move because it gets offended.
That's it.
And you don't even feel the offense because you numb to it anyway. Because it has made a home in you.
Mm.
All right, I got a few more cameras. Look at they getting ready. I know they were tying rags up in their head, boy, like you wouldn't believe. Boy, they racing, Brother Free, I promise you. Bless y'all, Brother Mark, Brother Leah. Got a couple more down there. I see some people that jumped off. They're like, he ain't even looking here. Go ahead. It's all good. Sister Joy, where y'all at? Sitting around the fire tabernacle? Hallelujah. All right, y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
This is online. I'm gonna ask y'all in a second. Y'all listen to this. So this is a salvation question. So sitting here listening about passivity. Yeah, we listening, right?
Yes, sir.
Are we?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I'm taking my time, saints, because what bring me to tears is that this is what I do know. Everybody I'm talking to ain't gonna make it. If you don't take heed to the words of life, you got to grab a hold. This is what I'm saying. Nothing on this earth is cheering for you to go into the kingdom.
That's right.
And so passivity causes us to be okay when we see our brother, our sister sin. Mm-hmm. Passivity causes us to be okay with dwelling and living in some level of sin that.
Sorry, I'm still.
That we have not dealt with.
Yes, sir.
So let me ask you this. In hearing this message today, have you been convicted about something you have allowed to yet dwell in you? And you know it. You know it. Why don't you raise your hand? All right, I got some hands going up. All right, so it looked like majority of people are just saints and full of. Ain't did no wrong. Fear no evil, see no evil. All right. Let me ask y'all. Do y'all know y'all dwelling? Some of these things is dwelling in y'all?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Do you know it's hurting?
Yes.
We know that?
Yes, sir.
You know it's not there for your help?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So watch this. So then let's talk about the conviction that should come along with the active mind and what happens with conviction of a passive mind. All right? An active mind, those y'all convict of sin. See that? Mm.
Yes, sir.
Y'all is able to convict them.
Yes, he is.
He can't convict you, your mind, when you don't really care.
Mm. Come on. Come on.
Because one or two things, you in your mind, you know, you have become reprobate.
Oh, man.
And passivity is associated with reprobate.
Yes, sir.
So we always think of reprobate, you leave and then you knew the truth and you know, now you no longer fear Yah and you're not going to do righteous even though we know of Yah, know about him. That's a aspect.
Right.
Reprobate, you could be sitting here knowing you got a spirit in you and you don't see what the spirit is causing damage on and in you on a daily basis and it's steady taking you down. See, what's going to happen is you don't realize, it's like this. If I stood here getting punched for the next week, even though I might not feel it how I felt it, that don't mean more damage ain't being done.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
More damage is being done. You just don't feel the damage right now because you're becoming numb, meaning that's a state of being reprobate. I know it's there. Like everybody raised their hand, I know it's in me. I know it. That's why we got to practice more submission.
Yes. Very true.
So when you practice submission, the flesh always rise up until you kill it. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
When he goes to Yah, in true repentance, the blood of Yahshua cleanses completely.
Yes.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
Say it again. When he goes to Yah in true repentance, the blood of Yahshua cleanses completely. That means as soon as you go.
Come on. Hallelujah.
That's why it's laid there. So you remember he talked about going year after year.
That's right. Yes,
sir. That was removed. It's just there.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
And you ain't got to wait till atonement come around.
Come on. Yeah, thank you,
Jesus. It's there.
Yes. Thank you, Master.
Hallelujah.
See what I mean?
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
See, going in repentance is what gets you back on track because the spirit have no ground once you go repent.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
And then what follows the repentance is the actions that meet the repentance.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
That's why you got to begin. See, where I'm at right now, I'm like, you know what? I know what Corey, I'm talking to self. Corey. This is what I need you to do. I need you to fill your mind daily with the word, with positivity, and with things that only build strength. Y'all hear this?
Yes, sir.
See, I ain't say go do it. Who am I talking to?
Yourself.
You can do that if you want.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
But that's what you got to do. Why did I say the man?
It's the governor of the sacred government.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So you got to have a reminder all day long that you're living for Yah. And that you're trying to be the best temple that Yah has ever seen.
Come on, Pastor. Man, that's it.
Hey, see, some of us become like old hags.
Oh, yeah.
We don't do our hair no more, you know what I mean? We don't care if our underwear falling off a leg, you know what I mean? Are you sitting there with big old hole in your stockings, you hear me? Do y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm like, Corey, you're gonna have to put some perfume on for y'all.
Ooh, come on!
You hear me?
Yes, sir! Come on! Yeah.
Get yourself together, man.
Come on, Shep.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Get yourself together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Quit talking.
That's it.
Go to work. Come on. See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
See, that's what kills that passivity. You got remember the body. If you are allowing something in your body, then your body's in a state of passivity.
Right. Yes, sir.
Meaning that you allow passivity to enter into your mind, take captive your mindset.
Yes. Yep.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Something taking captive your mindset. Look at this. A passive mind deals with conviction without true repentance and allows demons to nag and attack over and over. See this?
Yep.
See, these demons are these evil spirits that are attacking you in the level of what I told you, spiritual conditions.
Yes, sir.
See, I only got a few of them. See, some of them was all kind of infirmities. gout and this and that and this. Start getting some of the other stuff out that you can control.
Mm. Come on.
And watch y'all take care
here
of the body.
Is.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, y'all.
Y'all here?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
See, when you get it all out, then ask why. Why is it ain't gone yet? Well, ask y'all. Is all the shit gone?
That's it.
Because it's supposed to have died on the banks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, Shep.
Hallelujah.
But we get in these molds.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You and Brother Carl, we get in these molds, bro. Mm. They ain't worth a damn.
Very true.
And it destroys.